Ye mama mama nara barabasa. Ye la la mo rabasata. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. I am so excited for what Father God is about to do in your life. Listen, my friend, I am in the house of the Lord. I have been here for the past 3 days. I am praying. I've seen storms. I've seen trials. I saw the enemy being very, very busy in this season. I need to hear back from you today. We do not have time to waste. My friend, I see greatness, 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 greatness. Do you not know that the scriptures are full of examples of greatness and great men of God? Some had great faith. Shout, Father, give me greater faith. Some had endurance. You need endurance in this season. I need you to respond today. It is crucial. Do you need a miracle? Then this is it. Do you need a breakthrough? My third question is, do you need God to fight for you? Will you shout yes 3 times? Yes! Yes! Yes, God, I need it. There are some crucial things that I need to get it into your hands within the next 48 hours or sooner. Jacob got a miracle. Joshua got a miracle. Samuel got a miracle. Even Moses got a miracle. And you can too. The prophet Elijah got a miracle. The apostle Peter got a miracle. The apostle Paul got a miracle. I saw them trying to arrest you. I saw them following you. Will you shout with me right now? I shall see them no more. There are instructions that I need to send you. The power of God is moving at this very moment. Lift up your hands, for God is doing something new. I have seen the captives being set free. My friend, I have a powerful teaching series that I need to get into your hands titled Arresting the Arrester. We're in a season where the enemy is busy. I want to teach you on secrets on how to arrest the arresters. Does it feel like your finances are under arrest? Does it feel like your relationships are under an attack? They're under arrest and nothing good seems to happen. Does it seem like your family, your bloodline has been arrested by the things of the past? Your joy can be arrested. Your miracles, your favor, the enemy can fight you because of your bloodline. Together we can do this. I want to show you how to deal with these arresting powers. Psalms 27 and verse 2 says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. My friend, I have powerful scriptures and instructions I need you to follow. Together, we can arrest the thing that is trying to fight you. I want to teach you how to trouble even troubles. Do you not know that your troubles can be troubled by the power of God? Do you not know that the oppressor can be oppressed? Even Pharaoh oppressed the children of Israel. But in the end, God had the last laugh. And even he oppressed the oppressor, which was the Egyptians. Jacob was in fear of his life because of what he had done to his brother. But he got a miracle breakthrough. The apostle Paul and Peter was in jail. They was in captivity. But God shook up the prison and broke off the shackles and set them free. My friend, we serve a mighty God. Oh, what a beautiful name it is. We have a hiding place. My friend, my 4-part teaching series is going to help you and show you how to deal with them. The wicked, the wicked, the wicked, the wicked. those that want to bring you into captivity, but your destiny is full of blessings. My friend, I want to teach you the mystery of evil satanic arrest. And I will teach you principles so that you can break bondage, so that you can go into the realm of the spirit. Does it felt like you've been last, that others are promoted? We together can arrest the arrester. We must counter the weapon of the enemy through the principles that God has given me. Plus, my friend, I want to send to you powerful prayer instructions and scriptures that I need you to pray and begin to activate God fighting for you. As you read these scriptures, something is going to happen. I will give you instructions. Then I will give you other scriptures so that God can remember you when the enemy is trying to come and fight with you. You don't have to be the last. You have been ordained to be the first. My friend, there is greatness in you. Your greatness is connected to the decisions that you make today. I do not play with these things. I do not play with my life or my destiny, and neither will I play with yours. I reveal to you what God has spoken to me. I have seen the storms. I have seen the enemy coming. Do you not know that your bloodline, the sins of your bloodlines, can arrest your blessings and cause you to struggle in your relationships from giving birth to the things that God is putting you? If he cannot get you, he will get your loved ones. You're in a season of power, but your greatness is in your ability to move into faith and move into action. My friend, the heavens are roaring on your behalf. Where I am now, it is storming. God says the storm is passing over. So the scriptures are full of examples of greatness. Some had great faith. Some had great endurances. Some had great gifts. Some had great influence. Some even had great wisdom. Jonathan recognized the greatness in David. I've seen your greatness. My friend Abraham discerned the greatness of Rebecca. He asked the Lord to reveal the mate of Isaac. Ruth discerned the greatness of Naomi. Abigail recognized the greatness of David. Your greatness is in your ability to follow instructions. Elisha knew greatness when he got into the presence of it. Joshua knew greatness when he got into the presence of it. I see greatness around you. Greatness. Many have not seen your greatness because God said, I have hid you for such a time as now. I must go, my friend, and back into my time of prayer. I am fasting and I am laying on the altar and I am interceding. I knew that God led me to the house of the Lord because I saw a storm. But the storm is coming to wash away whatever has been trying to fight you. I prophesy that within the next 14 days, you will begin to see a shift. A shift. I heard a shift and a turnaround in your life. Something you've been asking God for. You will see a shift. And you will have victory, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Now, my friend, move in faith now with your miracle faith seed. With your miracle faith seed of the $32.28. It's strange. But you're connecting your faith to the Word of God. And I know you love and trust the Word of God, for it does not lie. I want you to release your seed of the 32:28 according to Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And as you do, God says that you will be a prince. For even as Jacob's name was changed to Israel, one who will rule as God, that comes with power. But not only power, authority. But not only authority, favor. So you're saying, God, I need power. I need number two, authority. And number three, as I move in faith according to your prophet, I will also have favor. It's yours. Now click on that link. There are some things that I need to get into your hands. I prophesy that you're in your season of change. I don't care how high the water gets. I don't care how hot the fire gets. God says that you shall not drown and you shall not have the smoke or the fragrance of the fire. God says, I'm setting you up. A loved one is going to see a major miracle. A male person shall see safety and you will get a testimony that God is going to protect them. A medical thing, something medical, either for you or a loved one, God says, I'm turning it around and they shall live. God says they shall live. Now, go ahead and click on the link now. Put your greatness into action. Put your greatness into action by clicking on the link now. Peace and many blessings. And remember, within the next 48 hours or less, I want to get you this powerful teaching series. Plus loads of information and scriptures and instructions that I need you to say and to do. God shall remember you. These scriptures that you're going to pray, like God remembered Noah, like God remembered Abraham, he will also remember you. As you attach these powerful scriptures and make them personal. God bless you. This is Bishop Berrien. Move now. Just shout Jesus. Whisper his name, Jesus. Jesus, what a beautiful name it is. Jesus. 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 That name. That powerful name. That can cause every situation to bow. Nothing compares to his name. Go ahead, my friend. Go ahead. It's going to bless you. It is going to favor you. Now click on that link again. Do it now. You can even double it up or triple it up. This thing works. Peace and many, many blessings.